There are over 25,000 Department of Defense leaders working in the rings and corridors of the Pentagon. Through Bible studies, discipleship, prayer breakfasts, and outreach events, Christian Embassy is mustering these men and women into an intentional relationship with Jesus Christ.
So begins a promotional video for Christian Embassy, an evangelical organization whose ministry targets high-powered government and military professionals. The video has been criticized by a religious freedom watchdog group, which claims it violates the American principle of separation of religion and state.
My name is Mikey Weinstein. I'm the founder and president of the Military Religious Freedom Foundation.
At a news conference in Washington, D.C., the Military Religious Freedom Foundation asked the Pentagon to investigate whether the video appearance of uniformed officers shot on location at the Pentagon violates military regulations and the United States Constitution. Mikey Weinstein says the video is symptomatic of a larger problem.
I've received thousands of complaints and from people being tormented all over the world from a radicalized version of Christianity being pushed upon them. 96% of the complaints that come to me are from Christians.
According to U.S. military policy on religion, professionals and especially commanders must not take it upon themselves to change or coercively influence the religious views of subordinates. Robert Varney, the executive director of Christian Embassy, the organization that produced the video, declined VOA's request for an on-camera interview. But in a telephone conversation, he said, in his words, that investigations are good, and in the end, the Pentagon investigation will show there is no merit to the complaint.
That their public endorsement...
The Reverend Melinda Morton disagrees. She's a former Air Force chaplain and works with the Military Religious Freedom Foundation.
That it definitely was against regulations, and that it demonstrates incredibly poor officership, that this never entered their mind. Well, why doesn't this enter their mind? Because the whole issue of religiosity in the military has become such a systemic problem. It's infiltrated the military so much that that is the problem. No one gives this a second thought.
In the video, a lieutenant colonel refers to evangelical Christian officers as being godly men, a term Reverend Morton says shows favoritism towards one belief over another. She says this has a coercive effect on subordinates and is bad for morale and order.
These godly men are taking godly principles that they're learning in the Christian Embassy Bible studies, and they're applying those things to their personal lives. And as a result, they're going to go out and they're going to lead men. And their soldiers are going to benefit from the fact that they are military men that are also godly men.
Now you draw a line that is in no way to be drawn by regulation or by ability. Suddenly the good officer is the godly officer, and the godly officer is defined in fundamentalist Christian terms.
In another segment, a general says when he meets people in his office, he tells them up front that he is a Christian.
I found a wonderful opportunity as a director on the Joint Staff as I meet the people that come into to my directorate, that I tell them right up front who Jack Catton is, and I start with the fact that I'm an old-fashioned American, and my first priority is my faith in God, then my family, and then country. I share my faith because it describes who I am. I would say
that's not the concept of officership that has long been held in the military. The concept of officership that's long been held in the military held a distinct privilege for separation of church and state, and said, yes, there are things that you bring to the table as an officer, particularly as a senior officer. And no, you do not share with your staff and with those people who work for you every detail of your personal life.
Christian Embassy has pulled the video from its website. The group says it will return to the site in the future with a disclaimer stating that nothing in the video is endorsed by the U.S. military. The Pentagon says it needs more time to determine whether the Military Religious Freedom Foundation's complaint warrants an investigation. The foundation says it is ready to take the issue to the U.S. Supreme Court. All this follows a religious controversy at the U.S. Air Force Academy, in which evangelical Christians were accused of bullying cadets of other faiths. Jeff Swicord, VOA News.
望网英语网站 www.english.com 欢迎您的光临。